It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. The Rhode Island Foundation has announced the latest recipient of their Innovation Fellowship. This year's grant of $300,000 goes to Raymond Two Hawks Watson, a Providence resident and the chief executive officer of the Providence Cultural Equity Initiative. The foundation's Innovation Fellowship was created to stimulate solutions by Rhode Islanders to Rhode Island challenges. Watson's proposal won out over more than 200 other applicants. Raymond Two Hawks Watson stopped by the studio, along with Chris Barnett from the Rhode Island Foundation, to talk about the award. So this is a $300,000 grant.
Yes.
And how does that feel?
Overwhelming. I feel very blessed just for the opportunity. Still trying to take it all in and accept the fact that it's actually real. So,
all right. Well, let's first ask Chris a little bit of history about the Innovation Fellowship. The Rhode Island Foundation has been doing this now for how long?
We've been doing it for 5 years. Letitia and John Carter came to us a few years ago and said, we would like you to help us encourage innovation in Rhode Island, to find ways to move Rhode Island forward. All of us knew there were good ideas out there. They just needed some seed money. And the Carters decided to help us do that.
And so we have the latest winner with us this morning, Raymond Two Hawks Watson. What is your background?
Born and raised here in Providence, student from the public school system. I went to classical. Ended up going to Union College in Schenectady, New York for undergraduate. Came back from Schenectady to here, got my master's in community planning, concentrating in housing and community development from the University of Rhode Island, and I was running the Mount Hope Neighborhood Association for almost the past 10 years or so.
Now, what is the idea that you came up with, and how did you go about putting this into practice, applying for the award, and then, of course, winning the grant?
Sure. So the Providence Cultural Equity Initiative is a cultural development company. We view the rich cultural history, heritage, and diversity of the greater Providence community and state of Rhode Island as a whole as a underutilized natural resource, the same way that our beaches are, the same way that our green spaces are. For those who may not be native to Rhode Island, I think they can all agree that it's a place that you won't find in many other places throughout the country in terms of the diversity on the scale that it is. Of course, you have places like New York. You have bigger cities where you can go and meet people from all over the world, but there's not many places where you can come to a city the size of Providence and meet someone from every continent and from various different cultures on that continent, nationalities, enjoy their food, enjoy their cultural presentations. You can't really find that in a lot of places. So we are trying to raise the awareness and cultural capital of the greater Providence community on an international level so that individuals will know about what's going on here and actually want to come see what's going on here. Now, in order to achieve this, we believe that there's two foundational principles that we really have to invest in and encourage. That is promoting social cohesion, and that is easing racial tensions. And we do that through raising awareness about culture. Because if you know about who someone is, if you know about where they come from, if you know about why they do things the way that they do them, then you can respect them for the way that they do them. And then it also encourages you to learn more about yourself, about your people, about why you do the things that you do. And in this manner, we can get past differences that come as a result of race, and we can get more to understanding each other on a personal and a more human basis, based upon our personal experiences, our communal experiences, which are ultimately our cultural experiences, which makes this place such a fantastic place to live and be in, I believe.
So you're describing what sounds like a tremendous improvement in the cultural atmosphere of Rhode Island in and of itself, and then taking that and making that an attraction to others to encourage them to come see that.
Absolutely. And I share this from personal experience. Being that I went to Union, I had the opportunity to meet people from all across the U.S., from Chicago, from New York, from various different places. And, you know, as college students, when you come home on break, you invite your friends invite you to go out. And when they would come here, the first thing they would always say to me is, wow, I didn't know there were so many different types of people here. They most certainly didn't know that there were any American Indians here, which I think everyone knows. I'm a member of the Nahantic Narragansett Nation. They didn't know that there was so much Latin culture here. They didn't know that there was such a strong Italian community here. And that's without discussing all of the fantastic French culture in Woonsocket. So anyone that I've ever brought here, they're just kind of taken aback by the fact that there's so much culture here. And it gets them to come back. They don't just come for one visit, but they'll fly out again and come see what's going on here, just to hang out for a weekend, just to see what's going on. And that's always struck me as something that was very unique about where I was from.
Now, what were you doing when you got this idea and decided to apply for the Innovation Fellowship?
So I had been doing for past 8 or 9 years just drumming with the Eastern Medicine Singers. It's an American Indian drum group based right here in Providence. We would just go around, and Chief Darryl Black Eagle, who's the head of the drum, started making a concerted effort to do cross-cultural collaborations. And out of that, we developed fantastic relationships, and I just started to really see what a tremendous cultural community there was here. I happened to just be on the email listserv for when opportunities come up from the Rhode Island Foundation, and this one came, and I said, you know, innovation. I think this could be a pretty innovative idea if I could present it the right way, and if it was viewed in the right manner, and if the proper support was thrown behind it. So I decided to apply.
It must have been some application, because I guess there were about 200 altogether, and you are the recipient. Chris Barnett, is there anything that you want to add to this recount that we've just done?
Ray's proposal is a very intriguing idea, because it achieves more than one goal. On the one hand, we're creating a new sector that will bring people to Rhode Island, that will be good for Rhode Island's economy. And at the same time, we're addressing something that the Rhode Island Foundation has been talking about for a long time, and that is the changing demographics in Rhode Island. The more that we are aware of and have respect for the different cultures in Rhode Island, the stronger a state we're going to be. So we were pretty impressed with Ray's proposal, because we got a twofer.
All right, Ray, one last question for you, and that is, what is your vision for the end of this process?
I can sum it up in, I think, a very succinct statement, that the Greater Providence community would be viewed as the cultural capital of the United States. That's what the proposal was about, and I really feel like with the support that the Rhode Island Foundation is giving, we as a community can achieve that. So I'm very excited to be in this position.
Well, Raymond Two Hawks Watson from the Providence Cultural Equity Initiative and the recipient of the Innovation Fellowship from the Rhode Island Foundation, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thanks, Chris Barnett from the Rhode Island Foundation.
Thank you.